wondering what you're doing over break. Any special plans or anything in particular?
Yeah, just a little vacation, you know, relax and, you know, regain some energy.
Are you staying local?
Yeah, kind of local. And, you know, just kind of relax and, like I said, recharge my batteries, then do a little rehab and stay in shape and get ready for the final stretch.
Any Gasparilla plans?
No, I'll leave town for that one this time. You know, we were around for the All-Star game and Gasparilla last time, so, you know, I'll be out of town for that one.
Victor, the defensemen have been playing with a rotation. What does it say about their willingness to accept that and know that they don't always get to play, even though everyone wants to play?
Yeah, I mean, it says a lot about the character in this team, and, you know, the rotation is, you know, obviously everyone wants to play every game, but, you know, guys have bought into it, and you know they know they're going to be back in the next game. And you know, we got 70 that can really play and play big minutes. So you know, it's kind of a tough situation, but obviously a good thing to have as well. But like I said, everyone wants to play every game, but the guys have done a tremendous job of, you know, kind of accepting it and you know, being ready for the next game.
Hey, how good was this bounce back from that last game to finish before the break on a high note?
No, it was good. Obviously. I liked the way we played last game. Obviously, not the end result we wanted, but today was the result we wanted. You know, we're a happy team going into the break.
What does it say about this team, 11-1 following a loss?
Yeah, it says a lot. Like I said earlier, about the character, and you know, we want to be a team that bounces back, you know, after losses, and you know, for us to do that, and like I said, 11-1 is a pretty good record. So you know, obviously proud of the guys that we have here, that we're able to kind of refocus right away and bounce back with that.
Third period, where really defensively you locked down for the first 16 minutes of that game. Good showing by you guys in that situation?
Yeah, I thought it was great. You know, we got another couple of goals, and you know, we were able to play good defensively, and you know, a little bit of scramble during the PK and then after that. But like I said, I think we did a great job, and you know, kind of held them to the outside, and you know, everyone came back to the house and worked from inside out, and you know, guys did a great job. So yeah, it's a good showing.
Steven scored plenty of goals in that spot. Yeah. Assisted on plenty
of goals.
Yeah. Shot from there. But have you seen the shot, kind of the accuracy in his shot,
kind of
come back this year?
Well, I don't know if it ever went away. It's just, you know, we're trying our best to put him in his spots, and you know, he's got probably one of the best shots in the league. And you know, when he gets that amount of time, and you know, I kind of just put it in there for him. You know, he'll do the rest. So, you know, it feels like it's impossible to stop. Because as a goalie, probably wish it hits you. And you know, he's just a tremendous shooter, and he's shown that year in and year out. And you know, this year he's been obviously playing, you know, consistently, and you know, hasn't had any setbacks. And you know, he's playing great in all parts of the game. It's not just, you know, his scoring. It's just his overall game that's, I think, is I'm most impressed with. Not impressed, but you know, he's a world class player. And you know, he takes big face offs on the PK, and you know, it's always a huge for us on the PP and 5-on-5. So you know, just a great shot from right here.
On the goal you scored.